This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Farmers in Washington State have been cleared for large-scale production of industrial hemp after the bill passed in both chambers and Governor Inslee signed it into law last week, turning the previously forbidden crop into a moneymaker for farmers. The bill's sponsor, Senator Doug Erickson, believes many farmers and potential farmers have been waiting for this.
Yeah, I think so. So in Washington in particular, I think we have some regions of the state that are very well suited for growing this hemp, this industrial-grade hemp, and I think they'll take advantage of it. So we'll see. I think it's just really important that we do roll back some of these regulations and let farmers do what's best for them on their land and make sure that it gives them another tool in the toolbox, so to speak, to be able to manage their crop rotations.
So how many other states are moving on this type of legislation?
It's a good question on who's moving forward on it right now. I know a lot of the western states are trying to get there. Not all legislatures meet at the same time, and then the farm bill is new, so we'll see which other states are taking advantage. I think most of them will probably move in this direction.
Erickson says rules need to be laid out before we're up and running.
It should not take long at all. I think it'll happen very, very quickly. They're ready to go, and the rules are very simple. It won't be a heavily regulated activity. It's just a question of, like I say, making sure that where the seeds come from, where they're sourced from, and that testing for THC to make sure that there's no funny business going on in the hemp world.
Last year, Congress removed hemp from the Federal Controlled Substance Act after Washington and other states legalized marijuana.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.